You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And it's the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100, where it is time for a trending report. I don't like any of my trending stories today.
I don't like any of mine either. It is kind of a lame day for...
It's a lame trending.
I mean, top of mind is National Noodle Day. I mean, this is what we're kicking things off with. I will let everybody know in just a few minutes, I am going to post today's Croctober recipe.
What is it?
It's called Super Lazy Monkey Bread. You've had monkey bread before, haven't you?
Yes.
I love this because it is... It's so white trash and so lazy because it calls for two cans of Grand's cinnamon rolls, like the kind that you pop open.
Mm-hmm.
That's your base of the recipe. Then it's just like butter, sugar, cinnamon.
I'm always intrigued by crock pot recipes that are essentially baking things. Like when people make cakes in a crock pot. That's interesting.
It is fascinating. But I love this one because it is just so lazy and so white trash. But it when it comes out, you're like, look at this glorious dish. It's so fancy. I worked hours on this. Which is basically like all crock pot recipes. It's a lazy way of cooking.
Are you... thinking that maybe for Croctober... Oh, how come I never play the Croctober sound?
We couldn't find it.
Is it gone completely?
Hold on. Somebody must have deleted it. Somebody from Instapot came in here and deleted it.
Oh, you know what? I'll bet...
Is this it?
I'll bet Steve Marshall blew it out.
Croctober. Yeah, there it is. Found it. What were you going to say?
Could you also maybe like some of those Instapot things or whatever?
I thought about doing that actually because I've been using my Instapot a whole lot more than the Crock-Pot, so I might sprinkle a few Instapots in there too.
Instapot-tober doesn't have the
doesn't have the same pizzazz, does it? Mm. I'm making potato soup in the Instapot tonight actually.
Ringer.
Carb it up. What else is going on, man? It is also National Take Fruit to Work Day today.
Why?
I'm telling you, so far this trending report is a home run. Let's talk sexy stuff. This will hook somebody. We were talking about this company called Yandy. They make sexy Halloween costumes. We were talking about them a few weeks ago because they said, whoa, pump the brakes. We're not going to do a sexy coronavirus costume this year, which was a solid on their part. But instead... they are releasing sexy mail-in ballot costume. A short, strapless dress that looks like a ballot envelope. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook if you want to check it out.
It's kind of funny.
It's actually pretty cute and pretty funny. $30. They're also releasing sexy postal worker, sexy murder hornet costume, and sexy I voted costume, which is basically just two stickers.
They're pasties for your... You don't want to look at those photos on your work
you
computer.
Really don't. So look at Croctober instead.
In fact, this story came from Business Insider, and I was a little surprised because I clicked on the story, and I was like, whoa. Good morning, everybody.
They are quite sexy. I mean, and people are purchasing these things.
That's why
they're pumping them out every year. But the thing is, the people that are buying the sexy costumes don't look like the models, so it's like you're not going to get what you pay for kind of thing.
Well...
you know,
it's not just that, but was the sexy mail-in ballot really sexy?
Look at the picture. They pulled it off.
Let's move on.
Talk emojis now. I guess the emoji wearing a face mask has become extremely popular during the pandemic, as you would expect. Well, Apple went in and changed it. They said it looked too sad. It looked like a little sad face wearing the face mask. So they changed it to make it look like you're smiling underneath the face mask. Again, the picture of it's on our Facebook if you want to see the before and after. I don't really see it smiling. It doesn't look that happy.
It doesn't look any different. All they did was add, like, eyebrows or something, but it doesn't change the emotion of the emoji.
Yeah, it didn't really change a lot for me, but anyway, Apple thinks it's a big change. If you're big into karaoke and you want to go out and sing, but you're concerned about the droplets in the air, Well, a karaoke bar in Ontario, Canada has the solution. They made a basically little enclosed shower on stage. It's surrounded by shower curtains on four sides, and you get in there and you sing your little song, and the droplets just stay in the little enclosed area, and you can still
who's
out
next then?
Go have fun. See, that's the thing. Do you get in there and wipe it down and Lysol it?
Yeah, who's the next person who has to go in after someone has spewed their droplets Gross. All over?
Spewing droplets, man. Yeah, I don't know. They probably squeegee it down, I would think.
Great.
It's gross, huh? In other Rona news, a couple was having relations on the beach in Israel when somebody spotted them, and they were fined for breaking coronavirus regulations. So is that okay, like, on a normal basis then?
Now, that's a good question.
You know, they were just now fined, maybe because they weren't wearing a mask. But in general, can you go out and get that cake by the ocean, Dom?
Get crabs.
Mm.
Get it?
I don't want to get it.
Let's stay away from the ocean.
Right. Okay. That was Dom that said that. Just for anyone writing in this afternoon.
No one's going to write in. No one's listening.
That same
right
lady's going to write in.
Same one.
We better just let Steve know to expect an email in a little bit.
We could pretty much create a character out of this one particular listener who listens every day and writes in a complaint every day. And it's
right.
funny. She won't stop writing in to complain.
She wound very tight. Wound very tight. If you're wondering how the holidays are going to work this year, how you're going to have your aunts and uncles and grandparents over, well, according to a new survey, it's saying 3 out of 10 people say they're planning on just taking your relatives' temperatures before they step foot into the house for the holidays. Didn't even think about doing that, actually, because we were kind of talking about how Thanksgiving's going to work, but you can do the temp thing, which isn't always accurate.
And can you see a house full of people, whatever, and Aunt, you know, Tina shows up, and you turn her away?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Aunt Tina.
The temperature, sorry, go home.
You grab the pot of, like, whatever she brought and take it and then say, now you've got to go.
You can leave this here.
We'll eat your mashed potatoes. And do I want to tell you anything else? Real quick, some people love Starbies. This is kind of fun. Something Starbucks is doing for Halloween. They just started selling new Halloween cups in their stores. They've got Halloween patterns all over them, and they glow in the dark. So if you're a big fan of drinking coffee in the dark, and you love little glow-in-the-dark bats, make your way over to Starbies.
Man, we are struggling.
They say that people are or might be flipping them on eBay for a profit because they're so popular. Did I mention it's National Noodle Day? Listen, this is trending, Dom. These are the things that are in the news that are trending.
I understand.
See how it works?
Mm.
All right, let's do clickbait for God's sake.
Clickbait.
Get out of this. Go to our Facebook page, search Dom.
I just want you to know, do you know what's waiting for you at the end of this trending report? Nickelback.
It's that cherry on top. Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Croctober will be up in just a few minutes. And then you can click on this link that I put on there. It's this 30-year-old guy named Mark. He's out in England. And he's looking for a girlfriend. So what did he do? He spent $550 to rent a billboard to try to find a girlfriend. Now, the billboard said, single, date Mark. This could be the sign you're waiting for. And
sign.
Then a sign. And then the website underneath. Well, he got a few hits on it, went on a few dates, hooked up with a 28-year-old woman, and boom, according to him, they are in love.
See, advertising works.
Who's our sponsor?
Are they our sponsor again?
Maybe it was just the first one.
I thought it was just the first. But you know what? I'm going to give them some extra
love. Give them some
more
love.
Trending Report is brought to you by Boyer's Coffee. That's who sponsors our clickbait.
Love them.
The smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store.
Clickbait.
Yeah, it'll be better tomorrow, guys.